The striking orange and black color of the monarch butterfly is a staple of fall in Oklahoma, but recent studies suggest monarchs could be extinct in 20 years. To fight this trend, Oklahomans are working together on a conservation effort based on an unpopular plant. Zoe Travers reports for State Impact.
Stephanie Henson admires her backyard garden, a home to colorful plants and butterflies alike.
So at this time, I will take you outside.
As she approaches a pink and white plant, the Edmond resident spots some butterflies.
Yeah, see, look, you can see. Oh, look, they're itty bitty. Look at them over there.
Henson doesn't know much about gardening, but she's doing what she can to attract the butterflies, which is what conservation specialists and government officials are trying to encourage here in Oklahoma and across the country. Studies show the national monarch population has dropped 90% in the last 20 years. The decline is largely due to the eradication of the milkweed plant, the only plant young monarch caterpillars can feed on and the only one they'll lay their eggs on.
And then here is some more of the, what I think is milkweed, and we're not 100% sure.
A lot of gardeners hate milkweed. It's invasive and can take over a whole garden. And a lot of people think the plant is kind of ugly, but milkweed attracts several pollinators, not just monarchs.
Just today, as a matter of fact, not only butterflies, but gee whiz, you see hornets and we see honeybees and we see birds of all kinds out here.
In Oklahoma, local governments and Native American tribes are working together to increase monarch populations. Hundreds of cities across the country have signed on to the Mayor's Monarch Pledge organized by the National Wildlife Federation, including 8 here in Oklahoma. Chief Gary Batten of the Choctaw Nation and Jerry Tomlinson, mayor of Durant, signed the agreement in June.
Holly too, and thank you for calling the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma.
It's about making a difference to the pollinators so that we can continue to have plants and trees and flowers that produce the food that we all need to be able to eat.
That's Tracy Horst, Director of Environmental Stability for the Choctaw Nation. She says the tribe wants to expand the program to other nearby cities.
It makes you feel amazing that the Choctaw Nation is interested in making a difference at all levels, regardless of whether you're a pollinator or whether you're president.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service provides monarch education programs to local schools. They also reimburse landowners for the costs of planting milkweed on their land. Some Oklahoma zoos and gardens even hand out milkweed plants to encourage guests to help create new monarch habitats. One of these locations is the Oklahoma City Zoo, where monarch conservation specialist Rebecca Snyder works.
Well, the good news for monarchs is that they are a species of high interest right now. There are a lot of different organizations concerned about monarchs, working to try to protect monarchs.
The OKC Zoo is home to one of several butterfly gardens in the state.
So welcome to our butterfly garden.
I saw one up here.
That actually looks like a monarch.
The zoo works with a program called Monarch Watch, which is responsible for tagging monarchs' wings to track how weather and climate affect their migration patterns. This helps researchers monitor monarch populations and figure out ways to help them.
It provides really important information. It's part of how we know that monarch populations are in steep decline.
Snyder is on the steering committee for a statewide monarch conservation effort, which should be complete by the end of the year.
It really is an all-hands-on-deck situation now. We need everybody, you know, even if it's just a small area in your backyard, all the way up to, you know, a preserve that the Nature Conservancy runs, for example, increasing habitat there.
Back at that small backyard garden in Edmond, Stephanie Henson remembers the first time she saw a butterfly outside her kitchen window. She was inspired to make her home a butterfly sanctuary.
I've never met a person, I don't think, who doesn't like a butterfly.
Conservationists say everyday Oklahomans can protect monarchs by limiting use of pesticides and supporting local gardens. But the best way to boost the numbers of butterflies? Let that pesky milkweed grow. For State Impact, I'm Zoe Travers.